Good morning, everybody. If you could turn with me to 2 Corinthians 5. And we will read from verse 18 to 20. So 2 Corinthians 5. Now all these things are from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. Namely, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and he who has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Therefore we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were making an appeal through us. We beg you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. Amen. Pray. Father God, we thank you for this day and just a wonderful weekend as well, where we could just learn so much and just be together as a church to learn from you, but also enjoy each other's, enjoy the fellowship that you have given us. Just continue to lead us and draw us closer to you and speak to us today through your word. We thank you. Pray all this in Jesus' name. We pray. Amen. In this verse, Paul is sharing about how amazing Jesus is. And Jesus was the one, and it's talking about reconciling us to him and how amazing Jesus is, that he was the one who initiated this. And he went to the extent of wanting to be with us so much that he gave us his one and only son, so that we could be reconciled. And Paul, at the end of this verse, he says, we beg you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. So it would be like if Paul came to SP right now and he said to us, we beg you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. Which is interesting, because we might say, oh, we are reconciled to God. We're all Christians. Right? But what Paul is saying, because he's speaking to the church, is, you know, Jesus did so much. God did so much so that we could be reconciled to him. So I urge you to reconcile to God. Like, let there absolutely be nothing that is between you, right? Because even though we've given our life to the Lord and, you know, we've received salvation, there can still be many things that actually separate us from the love of God. And Paul is just urging us, let there be nothing. So I have 3 points this morning of how we can be reconciled, stay reconciled, or what maybe the issue is. The first issue is ourselves. Is ourselves. Have you guys ever, you know, we just came back from retreat. And, you know, often those ministry times or worship times, we go before the Lord and we say, Lord, I love you. You're my everything, right? And I mean, even the words that we speak during worship. And has anyone here ever experienced, you cry these very intimate words out that we might not even say to other people, and you just don't feel much? Anyone? Nobody. Okay. So sometimes that happens where you put yourself out. Lord, I love you. I want you. Come. And then you kind of like don't really feel anything. So what you might do is you just continue to say those words. So maybe the reason this I submit to you is because there's something in us that is hindering us from really receiving the full love of God, right? And I submit to you what we need to do is inner healing. And you're like, oh, what? Is that the fix-all? Well, all from my understanding of inner healing now, because I kind of went through, I haven't gone through it officially yet, but I went through it when I did Love After Marriage, is all inner healing is where you allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you about what's going on with you. And after he speaks to you about what's going on with you, he'll just heal you. And then that thing that was in you that you might not even be aware of, because honestly, we're so busy, you have all these obligations. How often do you just go before the Lord and like let him do work with you, right? So that's what inner healing is, where he shares what's going on with you and brings restoration into your life. And then that block that you might have that is known or even unknown oftentimes is gone, right? It's like we think oftentimes we're fine, we can go before the Lord easy, but there's actually something in here. And just to share a quick testimony over my Love After Marriage, I realized, you know, growing up I had some issues with my dad. Just he was very strict and mean sometimes. And then from that, I made these vows in my heart, which was I'll never let him hurt me again. I don't care what he thinks at all, right? Which is fine. What I mean, it's not fine. It's not fine. But what I mean is that's what happened when I was in high school. And I had complete forgiveness for him. So right now, there's no bitterness harbored in my heart. Zero. But the issue is I never dealt with those vows that I made, right? And as a result of those vows, it's basically, you can make a vow or you can try to close your eyes, you know, do these things towards one person, but actually what happens, it affects everybody. So as a result of those vows, I realized, and this is all through the Holy Spirit revealing to me, because I'm like, oh, I'm cool. I'm not bitter against my dad, you know, but there are still the residual effects. And the effect was I would basically protect my heart, because as a result of my dad, where he could never hurt me, but that happened in all my relationships where I protected myself. So no one can hurt me. I can hurt people, even though I don't really hurt people, I think, sometimes. But anyway, the result was people couldn't hurt me. But as a result, I couldn't experience intimacy either. And I would say not just I couldn't experience intimacy with people, but even with God, it was like there was this block. And after I dealt with this, quiet time was different. Whereas before, I just, you know, quiet time, you sit there and just be still, and you're just so anxious, you don't feel anything. And then suddenly, I could just be very settled, right? And there were a bunch of things that happened, also with my wife, where I was able to break down all these barriers, and in some ways were causing me not to be able to reconcile with my wife. But by breaking them down, it actually allowed me also to reconcile and be intimate with God as well. So the first thing is simply we need inner healing and deal with ourselves. Because there's things in us, known or unknown, that could be affecting our relationship, not just with God, but with other people as well. And the second thing is we need His Word. His Word, Bible. When Jesus is tempted, right, when he's going through his 40-day fast, Satan comes at him. If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread. So he's trying to basically split God and Jesus. And what does Jesus do? He comes back and says, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. The Bible, His Word. When we're experiencing difficulty, when lies are attacking us, we need the Word of God to stand firm and to declare His truth. But the only way we can do that, actually, is if His Word is hidden in our heart. So we need to memorize Scripture. And that's why even during GIC, I always encourage the people not just to memorize, but over those 13 weeks, to like really speak it out. When they are going through things, everyone goes through things in life, to call out those verses. And a tip, because our staff, we talked to RT and Bobby, and they said, listen, like reading your Bible and doing studies is great doing it electronically. Great, because it's so wonderful. You can do different translations. You can look at the origin of words and what they mean. So useful. But they said, but if you want to memorize Scripture, you need to do it with paper. You need to use a physical Bible. And I was talking to Bobby about it, and then I was like, oh yeah, that makes sense. Because when we look at electronic devices, like, do you know how these devices work? Do you guys know how these devices work? It's like a moving picture that's still. So there's an image that flashes in our face that basically appears and disappears, maybe like 60 times or 20 whatever times per second. So it seems like it's there before us because our eyes are deceived, but actually it's just appearing and disappearing so quickly. So we're talking like, and then Bobby's like, yeah, that will affect your memorization of really recalling the word, because even though you're not conscious of it, this image is disappearing and reappearing so quickly. So he said, if you want to really memorize His Word, then use paper, right? Get a Bible, really look at it and comb through it, and it'll help. So that's it for the word. For point two, which is His Word, which is used to basically declare God's truth. And the third thing is sin. Of course, we already know sin will separate us from God. So repent. Simple. But the other thing I want to say is, this is one of the other things I learned at Lamb, is that sin is spiritual. Sin is spiritual. So what I mean is, what makes sin sin is when there's a temptation that arises and you choose to come into agreement with that temptation. So temptation in itself is not a sin, but it's when you come to agreement with it, then it becomes sin, right? And there's a spiritual element to sin. We've heard of, there's the spirit of anger, the spirit of lust, the spirit of confusion. And on one hand, it's really effective just to declare the Word of God and, declare its truth in your life and focus on that. But you can do that, but in addition, you can also speak against that spirit of sin. So you look even, in Matthew, Peter said, after Jesus shares about what he's going to do, Peter says to Jesus, God forbid it, Lord. This shall never happen to you. But he, Jesus, turned to Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block for me, for you are not setting your mind on God's interests but man's." So here, he's not speaking to Peter. He's speaking to Satan, which is the spirit behind it, which is casting, I guess, doubt and confusion, right? And then that was that. So we need, if we want to really experience, if you want to make it a little easier to not be separated from God, along with declaring the word of God and his truth, is to speak against that. And I never did that before. I would just declare God's truth, and then, for instance, I'm really angry and frustrated all day, right? And I just go, you know, don't get angry. That's not fruit of spirit. Just be patient. Peace, shalom, peace, shalom. And that I might just do that the whole day, every time it comes upon me. But in addition, I could have also spoken against, you know, that spirit of anger, you know, get out right now. You know, I choose not to align with you. And I've done that as of late, especially whenever I get into conflict with my wife. And it's been really effective. I'll be like, spirit of anger, you know, stop it right now. Spirit of offense, because we always get, you know, offended by what people say when we should just be, you know, defined and valued by what God says, but we get offended by what people say. Or sometimes I'm just like distracted, right? And, you know, at times, even at the retreat where sometimes I couldn't focus, I said spirit of confusion. And believe it or not, after that, although it wasn't like instantaneous, but after like, you know, I just gave it a moment and tried to, then I declared God's truth and focused. It actually really made a difference. Where normally I might have said something I shouldn't have, and then I just said spirit of, you know, whatever, get out, and then reconciled, right? So those are the three things. Invite Janelle up. But in all this, you know, hopefully looking at our retreat speakers, you know, RT and Bobby, you know, such great men of God. And you can see that they just are going after him. And I think they also just capture that spirit of where they just want to let nothing separate themselves from the love of God. So, I want to just give us a little opportunity this morning and just let the Holy Spirit speak to you. Let the Holy Spirit to you this morning. What is coming against you? Whether it be in your relationships with people, relationship with God, right? Right now, what is coming against you? Holy Spirit, would you come? And just during this time, just reveal to us if there's anything that's coming against us. Now I want you to just pray, and just whatever you feel like is coming against you, to pray that it would just, you know, be nailed to the cross, to go to the feet of Jesus, and then that you choose not to align with this lie. And then after that, After you pray that, just again, just ask, Holy Spirit, what do you want to give me in its place? Holy Spirit, thank you for just revealing to us whatever is coming against us and just the hope that you have offered. And Jesus, just for your desire for us to be fully reconciled with you, that we would have nothing that would keep us from separating, that would separate us from your love, Lord. We thank you, Lord, and we just seal anything that you have done right now, that we could really come into agreement with your truth, that we would align ourselves with you and not of what the enemy thinks, but really of what you think, Lord. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
your gifts so freely. But there's one thing I'm longing for. Hear my heart's cry and prayer for this life. Hear my heart's cry and prayer for this life. Above all
Let's pray for our community. Let's cover those who are going through cancer and also just going through chemo and radiation therapy. Let's cover those who are loved ones who are facing illness but are also in need of salvation. Let's pray for healing as well as just opportunities to share that they could receive. Also pray for those who are suffering from infirmities. Pray for God's full restoration and healing. Let's cover those who are seeking jobs. They continue to seek after God during this time, that God would open doors for them and pray for favor. Through our Thursday prayers, let's start with our mission focus. Let's cover Singapore, SPSG with Pastor Sam Kim and Annie, as well as cover Indonesia with SPIN with Pastor Salamat and Mimi. Cover our prayer and healing ministries, IP with Matt leading, as well as The Well with Ricky, Pastor Ricky, and also our inner healing ministry, River, with Rachel. Cover our education ministries, Noah's Ark, led by P. Mary and Yiling, SP Youth by Pastor Nate, and SPU by P. Ricky and P. Andrew. Let's pray that God would use the leaders to speak truth as well as reveal God's heart, and that whenever they meet, that they would have wonderful fellowship as well as experience God. Pray for the Thursday outreaches tonight, SP Lights and Homie Outreach. Pray for boldness for the teams when they go out, but that they would also be so filled with the love of God when they speak and share. Let's cover the house churches. They are on break, but let's pray for Elements and Olympic House Church. Let's pray just even though they're not meeting, just through their WhatsApp groups, that, you know, there'd still just be so much love and joy in the sharing and with retreat and everything. Let's just pray covering over these house church. Yes, Jesus, we thank you for this day and your word that reveals just how much you love us and your desire, God, to how much you want us to be close to you, that you would give your son, that your own, you would give your only son that we may be with you. And even now, you just want us that there would be nothing that would separate us from you. So Lord, just continue to draw us closer and closer to you. We thank you for a wonderful retreat, and all that we've learned, all that we've experienced. The hope is it would draw us even closer to you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Just bless everyone here today, Lord. Bless everyone that their spirits would be connected to you. And even as they work, go through their jobs and interact with others, Lord, it would still be you who would be leading them in every such way. We thank you, Lord. We pray all this in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you, everyone. Have a great day.